Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 17, 1805. Return from Cape Disappointment. Lewis left the main party a few days ago to explore around Haley's Bay, now known as Baker Bay. Today he returns, followed by several Indians with some gifts. Clark, wishing to see more of the ocean than is visible from camp, plans to explore as Lewis did, accompanied by a party of men who are also anxious to do a little sightseeing.
A fair, cool morning, wind from the east. The tide rises at this place 8 feet 6 inches, and comes in with great waves, breaking on the sand beach on which we lay with great fury. 6 hunters set out this morning in search of deer and fowl. A canoe came up with roots, mats, and so forth to sell. Though Chinooks made us a present of a root, boiled, much resembling the common licorice in taste and size. In return for this root, we gave more than double the value to satisfy their craving disposition. It is bad practice to receive a present from those Indians, as they are never satisfied for what they receive in return, it 10 times the value of the articles they gave. Our hunters killed today 3 deer, 4 brant, and 2 duck, and informed they saw some elk sign. I directed all the men who wished to see more of the main ocean to prepare themselves to set out with me early on the tomorrow morning. The principal chief of the Chinook and his family came up to see us this evening. Captain William Clark, November 17, 1805.
The root that tasted like licorice was seashore lupin, Lupino litoralis, Douglas, whose underground rhizome the Chinook Indians prepared for eating by roasting and pounding it. The chief who came up to see the captains in the evening was no doubt Comcomly, a one-eyed chief of whom there is a written record beginning in 1795. He was an important figure on the Lower Columbia, a shrewd businessman and diplomat who eventually came to dominate the Chinooks. He was generally friendly to whites, which furthered his business and political interests. He was on good terms with the Astorians and is mentioned in Washington Irving's book, The Astorian. Tomorrow, exploring the coast.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.